This path of obedience we are called to walk is strewn with pitfalls. I forgive, and the next moment am assaulted again by bitterness. I gently navigate one confrontation with a child, and the next finds me reduced to ugly shouting. I am able to genuinely desire God rather than self to be glorified, and then congratulate myself on the achievement. This path is narrow and rocky. It is hard to choose this way moment by moment. I stumble and fall, and it hurts to keep going, and sometimes even the sight of the crucified Christ is not enough to lift me to my feet. Sometimes I don't even want to obey. Reviewing wrongs done to me makes me feel righteous. Yelling is satisfying when I am angry. I enjoy taking the credit for a job well done. Obedience is hard, and I am often unsuccessful. Yet, I suppose it doesn't matter whether or not I am successful. I am not, after all, trying to earn anything. What matters is that I do not leave the path. What matters is that I keep getting to my feet, regardless of my feelings. What matters is God's kingdom breaking through to the now, and my choices aligning myself and my own little piece of creation with His kingdom rule. All of my stumbling and falling, all of my failures, they don't matter. I am already beloved, and I already belong. N.T. Wright says, quote, "What matters is that our wills begin to be oriented toward God, and that we show our gratitude for our free salvation by living as His willing children." End quote. So don't be discouraged, and don't give up. When you struggle to obey, when you struggle to even want to obey, take heart. Simply staying on the path matters. You'll be able to keep walking someday.